Here's a truth we don't talk about enough. Fear isn't just an emotion. It's a full-time saboteur working overtime to keep you small. It whispers that you're not ready, not worthy, not enough. It convinces you to stay quiet when you should speak, to sit when you should stand, to apologize for taking up space. But what if the very thing you're afraid of, being too much, too loud, too ambitious, is exactly what the world needs from you? This is the radical premise behind living as a professional troublemaker, someone who doesn't cause chaos for its own sake, but who refuses to let broken systems and limiting beliefs go unchallenged. It's about fighting fear like it personally insulted you, because honestly, it has. Every dream deferred, every opportunity declined, every authentic part of yourself you've dimmed to make others comfortable, that's fear winning, and it's time to stop letting it. The foundation of troublemaking starts with something deceptively simple: knowing yourself completely. Not the curated version you present at work, not the filtered self you show on social media, but the full, complicated, glorious person you are when nobody's watching. Understanding who you are means knowing whose you are, the communities, ancestors, and relationships that shaped you. In Yoruba culture, the Oriki is a personal praise poem connecting you to your lineage and destiny. Self-knowledge demands radical inquiry. What do you hold sacred? What makes you magnificent, even on your worst day? What's worth fighting for? These questions become your atlas when life knocks you off course. Too often, we swallow our true selves to fit in, letting people who can't even spell our names define our worth. Your job isn't to chameleon through life until you forget your true colors. It's to stand so firmly in your identity that even when the world pushes back, you remain rooted. Professional troublemaking requires knowing exactly who you are. Otherwise, every criticism will sway you. When someone calls you too much, too loud, too aggressive, too sensitive, too ambitious, they're asking you to shrink for their comfort. But what's labeled too much is often core to your identity. The inverse is too little, and wouldn't you rather be too big than too small? Your excessive qualities are superpowers in disguise. The too sensitive person has high emotional intelligence. The too uptight person excels at organization. The too dramatic person creates memorable experiences. These aren't flaws, they're gifts waiting to be wielded. The real question isn't whether you're too much, but whether you're in spaces large enough to contain you. If a room demands you shrink, the room is too small. That fullness requires daring to dream without permission. We've been taught that hope is dangerous, that dreaming big invites disappointment. But this defense mechanism becomes a cage. Dreams rarely run straight. Sometimes a failing grade redirects everything, or getting laid off forces you into a platform that changes your life. Write down those audacious dreams and pursue them even when they terrify you. Declaring, "Afraid? Do it anyway," means skydiving despite fear, traveling solo, writing the book, asking for the raise. When you dream boldly, you give others permission to do the same. We're collectively allergic to truth. Studies show most people lie at least once in a 10-minute conversation, not from malice, but from self-preservation and the need to be liked. Speaking plainly has become radical. Consider the last meeting where a terrible idea went unchallenged. When companies face backlash for tone-deaf campaigns, someone in that room saw the problem coming but said nothing. They feared punishment or believed it wasn't their place. But silence has consequences, not just for organizations, but for our souls. Lying in small moments erodes our capacity for honesty in important ones. That friend with the bad haircut, lying to spare their feelings creates distrust when they discover the truth. Honesty is a love language, affirming with facts rather than pleasing with lies. Before challenging others, ask yourself, do I mean it? Can I defend it? Can I say it with love? If yes to all three, speak up. Speaking truth feels scary every single time. You never get comfortable. You just practice doing it despite the fear. Like jumping from a plane and forgetting how to breathe for 3 terrifying seconds. Once you catch your breath, all you see is beauty. Failing exposes our humanity in ways we'd rather avoid. We fear judgment, so we retreat to safety. But if you're living a life of impact, mistakes are inevitable. You will reveal yourself as someone constantly learning and growing. That's not just okay, it's necessary. Failure is the price of admission for living loudly. None of us belong on pedestals. We're flawed people whose platforms make us seem grander than we are. What matters isn't perfection, but how we handle mistakes. A proper apology shows humility through changed behavior, not just words. Thank your younger self for the work they did, even when they messed up, because that person led you here. The version of you who was afraid, who accepted the wrong job, who said yes when you meant no, they were necessary. They taught you what you needed to learn. Give yourself grace. Forgive your mistakes. You will disappoint people and screw up again, but hopefully you'll never stop learning how to show up better. How many of us live what-if lives because we're afraid to ask for what we want? We reject ourselves preemptively, never giving anyone the chance to say yes. As scripture says, we have not because we ask not. Our inability to ask stems from learned disappointment, from being the responsible one who never wants to burden others. Money is the taboo we must shatter. 8 men hold as much wealth as half the human population, yet we're conditioned to view discussing finances as uncouth. Women especially are discouraged from focusing on money, expected to be service-minded instead, explaining why women comprise 74% of the nonprofit workforce, yet earn 74% or less than men in the same roles. Always negotiate job offers. Nobody's doing you a favor by hiring you. They need your skills. The first offer is never the best offer. That $5,000 difference you don't ask for compounds with every raise throughout your career. State your number confidently, then stay silent. Your worth isn't in your affordability, but in your quality. Systems of oppression have conditioned marginalized people to believe we're liabilities rather than assets. Reject that lie. Ask for more. In a world profiting from your self-doubt, choosing boldness is revolutionary. Fear masquerades as practicality, whispering you're not ready or worthy. But fear is a liar, wanting you sitting when you should stand, silent when you should speak. Being fearless isn't feeling no fear, it's refusing to let it stop you. Build a squad that holds you up, set boundaries protecting your energy, and show up as your full self even when it makes others uncomfortable. Your too much energy is your superpower. Drop the dead weight. Unsupportive friends, soul-crushing jobs, self-doubt. Take that first step toward your dream. Speak your truth. Ask for what you deserve. Set boundaries without apology. Fail forward without shame. Be the fullest, loudest, most unapologetic version of yourself. The world needs professional troublemakers who refuse to let fear win. Your boldness gives others permission to be bold. Your voice creates space for other voices. Your refusal to shrink expands what's possible. That's not just living, that's revolution.